A Great Prom Date by Marissa Maxwell. Because I accepted my teacher's invitation, making choices at prom became easier. Last February, one of our Sunday lessons was about the importance of making wise choices. My class discussed the value of deciding now what we will and will not do in several situations. We learned that by making our choices before the moments of decision arrive, we'll have a stronger commitment to do what's right. At the end of the lesson, our teacher invited us to go home and make a list of things we will do and a list of things we will never do. I completed the assignment and made two simple lists. As I continued pondering, however, I felt the Spirit prompting me to add to my list by setting personal guidelines for dating. I want to get married in the temple someday. It's something I'll never be willing to sacrifice. So with that goal in mind, I added to my two lists, including that I'll date only people with high standards. Soon after, one of my great friends asked me to go to prom with him. Even though he wasn't a church member, I knew he had high standards and would help me keep my standards. So I said yes. We went as friends and enjoyed a fun night together. Since we both had high standards, I wasn't tempted to do anything I'd decided I would never do. Because I followed the Spirit and set these standards for myself, I'm able to look back on prom and be happy about the choices I made. I'm so grateful for my teacher's invitation, because it's helped me keep the temple as my focus.
Sidebar: Decide now. For the Strength of Youth counsels you to date only those who have high moral standards and in whose company you can maintain your standards. Remember that a young man and a young woman on a date are responsible to protect each other's honor and virtue. Go only to places where you can maintain your standards and remain close to the Spirit. 2011, page 4. As you consider the opportunities for dating in your life, what decisions will you make? Decide now what you will do so that when the situation arises, you already know how to respond. Note: More on making choices. Learn more about making good choices on page 6 and at lds.org/go/choice-NE2.
End of the article. A Great Prom Date by Marissa Maxwell. Read by Lindsay Clark.